This is another patient with thoracal stenosis postoperatively. This case was very bizarre type of, thoracal stenosis. The patient undergone some Quebec post something about a year ago, and unfortunately, as a result of respiratory infection, undergone again mechanical ventilation for more than a month, and undergone tracheostomy, and finally, patient discharged with thoracal stenosis. The level of thoracal stenosis was in the thoracic outlet, and unfortunately, despite the routine, the pathway of, left internal mammary artery, which pass in the posterior aspect of the slit, the left internal mammary artery of the patient passed completely adjacent into the posterior table of the sternum with adhesion into the posterior table of the sternum. So in order to perform redo sternotomy, we exposed the femoral artery and vein, but we didn't cannulate them, and we did not heparinize patient for the commencement of peripheral cardiopulmonary bypass. We performed upper sternotomy. We very, very meticulously and delicately released left internal mammary artery of the patient, which was free, and in a case of inadvertent injury to the left internal mammary artery, it was the possibility for the ventricular fibrillation, and we completely released the innominate artery, as you can see within the video, and its bifurcation into the common carotid as well as subclavian artery in the right side from the thoracal stump in order to lengthen the thoracal stump of the patient, and then we resected the thoracal stenotic part adjacent into the arc and performed the anastomosis. And patient postoperative course was uneventful, and patient went completely from mechanical ventilation and discharged.